the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about failure. Because this is obviously something that's in the back of our minds all the time. You know, what if you ask the person out and they say no? What if you put a video out on YouTube and you get like 2 views? What if you do a podcast and nobody downloads it? What if you try and put an offer in on a house and the vendor shouts at you? What if you go for the job and you don't get yet another job? So look, it's like this, right? So through the journey of life, you're going to fail. It's like an automatic thing that's going to happen to you. And if you're not failing, you're not trying hard enough, okay? So, like, I believe that we should always be continually pushing the envelope up to the edge of a cliff, mixing metaphors there, push the envelope as far as possible to see how far we can get. And when you get a no, you know that you've reached the limit of what's possible today, right now. But that's not the limit of what's possible tomorrow and the day after and the day after. And this is the problem, is that we never push the envelope to the edge in case we get that failure. And without that failure means we don't get the opportunity to grow. So if we're not getting the opportunities to grow, what's happening? Well, we're either growing or we're dying. Okay, there's only two states. You're not treading water in any way. You're either growing or you're dying. There's a reason that inflation happens in a financial system. It has to. Because if it's not inflation, it's what? It's deflation. So even in a financial system, you either grow or dying. And in your system, be it a relationship system, be it a health system. So I'll give you another example. What if you go to the gym today, okay, and your mind's really not in on it, up for going to the gym. And what if you just go and you just run half a mile and you lift weights, but you just do them sort of half-assed? Is that a complete waste of your time? Of course it's not. I guess you're either growing or you're dying. So, like, if you didn't do that, then what happens? Well, you're not giving your muscles or your body an opportunity to, like, take some action and get some physical work done, okay? So you're actually moving towards the negative side, which is the dying side. You're either growing or dying. But if you do go to the gym today and you're not that bothered about it and you're only putting like 50%, that's fine. At least you've gone and you've maintained that habit. Because then what happens is if you don't go to the gym today, maybe that's an excuse not to go tomorrow. Maybe that's an excuse not to go the day after as well, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. And then 6 months later, you've put on half a stone and you're never getting back to that gym. And you're either growing or you're dying. And doing a video that puts out and you get maybe 2 responses, you know, you get 2 views. That's awesome. That's 2 views. That's 2 people watching your video that you never had before. And if you're running a small business, then that's 2 people that might be interested in what you do. One of those people might even buy whatever it is that you happen to do. So when, you know, we say to people, we just replied to a guy on LinkedIn and he's asking for advice on how to market his business. And he's got loads of good reviews and he gets loads of recommendations. So I couldn't remember the word. And he's like, I'm not sure what else to do. I'm like, podcast and video. He's a mechanic, by the way. He runs a garage that fixes cars. And people would answer, how can a mechanic do a video? How can a mechanic do a podcast? What are you going to do a podcast on? Well, that's a really good example because it's a difficult example. How about an example of a Ford Cortina? That's the first car that came into my mind, by the way. I apologise. For those youngsters, for those millennials who are going, what on earth is a Ford Cortina? Look it up. Check out that fluffy dashboard and the fluffy dice. And the stickers in the front windscreen that say, what is it, Steve and Tracy on the top of the windscreen. But, okay, so let's say the Ford Cortina comes in and it's got a problem with, I don't know, it needs a new exhaust. What a great video. Perfectly as well, because it's a Ford Cortina, because it's like, they don't make them anymore. Thank goodness, I think. But they don't make them anymore. And, like, getting a part for that, I imagine, would be quite hard to source. But the fact that you sourced that part for that car. Now, if you can source that part for that car, do you think maybe you could source a part for a Ford Escort or a Ford I'm trying to think of recent Fords that I'm struggling. I was going to say Sierra, but they don't exist either. Or an Orion. A Ford Focus. Right, so do you think if this guy can go out and get an exhaust for Ford Cortina, he'd be able to get one for like a modern car? Absolutely. And so he could do a video, and if the video would be something like, or a podcast. Now, you can't even see things on a podcast. The video's more suited for it, by the way, but on a podcast, you can't even see it. You could run a 5-minute podcast saying, here we are, it's Dan from Dan's Garage. Mr. Smith brought in his Ford Cortina. He's loved this car for 40 years. And it's a 1977 Ford Cortina in brown. That very popular colour back in the 70s. It's got a fluffy dashboard and a fluffy dice, and he loves his car. And his exhaust was falling off, and we had to go out and source his exhaust. And, you know, this is how we managed to do it. So it spent, spent time online. We spent time on eBay because we don't make these exhausts for these cars anymore. And eventually we managed to find one. We managed to get the shipping, and then it came in. The guy had to wait for a couple of days. But, you know, we spend that much attention to detail for our clients that even if we can get an exhaust for Ford Cortina, then whatever car you've got, we'll be able to help you as well. So I'll tell you what, why not pop in? This is the phone number. This is the website. Pop in, book your appointment, get your MOT in, because clearly we're the guys that look after you and your car. Perfect, perfect opportunity for a podcast. You could put a bit of extra fluff onto that just to make it a little bit longer. But a great podcast, and if you don't want to do a podcast on that, then you could do a video. Like videoing the Ford Escort, showing the old exhaust coming out and the new exhaust coming in. Ask Mr. Smith if he's okay to be filmed shaking hands. Perfect. With a big smile on his face. What a great video. Put it out to your YouTube channel. Get that YouTube channel embedded on your WordPress website and then send it out on social media. How awesome is that? Like, imagine that on LinkedIn. So, like, I'm up to maybe 8,500 people on LinkedIn now. And we're doing a little bit of work on it just to increase those numbers, because we want to get to that 10,000 contact mark. But imagine if that guy had 10,000 contacts all within, I don't know, a 20-mile radius of his garage. Do you think that those businesses might use him more so than maybe even the original Ford garage? And you could ask Mr. Smith, has Ford got one of these? No, Ford couldn't help me. All right, so Ford couldn't help you on your Ford Cortina? No, but we could. Wow, what does that tell you? Well, you know, maybe I should bring my car in for you guys instead of Ford. Yeah, absolutely. Do you see how that works? So even if you're getting just two people to your YouTube channel, your YouTube video, I should say, that's an awesome start. Well done. And I'll tell you why that's awesome, is because there's other people, other competitors in your business right now who are getting zero views because they've not done any bloody videos. And this is the other fact as well, is that when you put something out on social media, so, you know, for example, for ours, it goes out on Instagram, Facebook, our Facebook page, it goes on Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, it goes out on loads and loads of stuff, okay? I mean, Tumblr, for God's sake, nobody even looks at Tumblr. But just on the off chance that someone might see it and go, this guy's posting a lot. Maybe I'm going to listen to one of these podcasts. And there you go, bang, we've got a new podcast listener. They might even subscribe. How cool is that? And then he might recommend us and might buy from us. Who knows, right? Who on earth knows? Nobody knows. But I'll tell you what I do know. If you don't go out and do that video that's only going to get two views, then that's all you're going to, you know, you're not going to get any views. But I'll tell you something else as well, which I think is really important, is that by you creating that video, today you're getting two views. When you make another video tomorrow, you might only get two views. And the day after, you might only get two views. And the day after that, you might get three views. And the day after that, you might get four. And so on and so on and so on. I've been doing YouTube videos now for, like, at least 5 or 6 years. I mean, longer than that. At least, okay? I can't remember how old my... I should have a look, really, but I can't remember how old my my oldest videos are. But... And now we're getting, you know, we've had over 150,000 views. And like, I'm like, that's not even a lot, you know? And clearly it is a lot. You know, we're getting views every single day. I don't know how many actually, maybe 40 or 50 views across the videos every single day. Like, that's a lot of people watching my stuff. I don't know how many minutes that is, by the way, but that is an awful lot of people watching my stuff every single day. And that's not even taking into account the podcast stuff. Okay, but when I first did a podcast, guess how many downloads I had? Like 9 on the first one, like on the first day. And then I tried promoting it like crazy. And then eventually, it's like, you know, we're in tens of thousands for that particular download now, which is really awesome, right? But if we'd not done that podcast series, because for those little negative voices that pop up, oh, well, my voice, you know, I don't like my voice. It's quite northern. And I've got this lispy thing going on that I only really discovered when I started listening to myself. But, like, that's how I sound. And if people, you know, some people won't like that, and that's okay. They can listen to somebody else's podcast who's got a silky smooth voice. They don't have to listen to my voice. We can go somewhere else if they don't want to listen to me. That's totally fine. But then they don't get my stuff, you see. And you can only get Dan's stuff from Dan. You can only get Dan's coaching from Dan. And, you know, we get really good results. So if you want similar sort of results, then you have to come to me to get those sort of results. So, you know, it differentiates you. But did we fail on creating podcasts? Yeah, completely. Are we really lopsided in the way that we produce our podcasts? Do we produce lots in a batch and then release them all in a batch and then don't release any for ages? Yeah. Would it actually make sense to do like one a week? So if we do, you know, we record three podcasts in a week, we've now got 3 weeks worth of podcasts. Of course it would. But I just don't work like that. yes, in an ideal world, the problem I think is that because we number all of the podcasts, you know, I could do three podcasts today, for example, and then we could knock one out for a week. So this is podcast 119, for example. And then, you know, we could do podcast 120 and podcast 121. But what if I get something I want to say and want to get out on a podcast tomorrow? That has to go in week four, but it might be timely. So that's a problem for us. That's why actually we're a little bit ad hoc on them. And it's interesting because when we do stop, we get emails coming through saying, Dan, I've listened to all your podcasts. Can you please send me some more podcasts? So do you think we failed at the beginning on those podcasts? Absolutely. And if we stop doing the podcast now, we get people writing in saying, where's the bloody podcast? I need to listen to the podcast. Where's the next one? I've done all of them. What's next? And I'm like, the next thing is to buy some coaching, dude. So look, we fail too. We fail at everything first. And then we get better and better and better. Some of my videos, we did some filming in Cannes, and some of the videos, it was overexposed. We couldn't use a video. So massive failure. And some of the videos that we lost, by the way, were stunning. We had an orange sun at about 6 p.m. An orange sun just as the sun was setting, and the sunlight, the orange hit the side of these, you know, 100 meter yachts. I mean, absolutely stunning. And you know what? It was overexposed and we couldn't use the footage. And to say I was gutted about it, like, you guys don't know that, you know, it's on the YouTube channel, but you don't know that, but I know that. And that for me is a failure, right? But for you guys looking on the outside, looking in, we've got other footage that has worked, and that's going out in a video of the next day or so. And it looks awesome, right? So you don't know about those failures. In fact, you may have heard the saying, if at first you don't succeed, hide all the evidence that you ever tried. Which is quite a cool saying, right? So, and that idea of an overnight success, you know, I look at someone like Grant Cardone, for example, and he's got thousands and thousands of videos and, you know, over a million subscribers, okay? But, you know, when you go back 5 years back to his videos were rubbish too. He's in a suit, he's in front of a green screen, which is, by the way, how I started my videos too. The difference is he's continued his videos and actually increased the number of videos going out, and mine dropped significantly. And it's only like recently, and I'm like, I've made this decision in the last couple of days. We're going to do videos every day. We're going to do podcasts every day. That's the plan. Until we stop doing it, of course. And then we get out of routine, which is exactly what we talked about before. So, failure. What if I fail? I'll tell you, you are going to fail. And failure is part of the process. You can't get rich. You can't get wealthy. You can't get healthy. You can't have great relationships until you mess it up. That is the bottom line. So my advice to you is mess up as many times a day as you can. Push the envelope out. Get to the edge of a cliff so that, you know, you're right on the edge, and push your abilities right up to that edge. Because it's only when you're up at that edge can you get growth. Otherwise, you just, you know, you're either growing or you're dying. So you're dying, right? So you are going to fail. Make it become a habit, like a daily habit, like, what have you done today that you've failed at? And if the answer is, well, I've not done anything that I've failed at, you've not pushed the boat out enough. The envelope, the boat, the cliff, whatever, right? You've not pushed it enough. So you've got to be pushing it out as far as possible to fail. If you've not done a video this month, and we're 20th of September, if you've not done a video this month, get out and record a 2-minute video on your phone. the video could be, I've just listened to an amazing podcast by Dan Latto. My advice is to go listen to it. It was a podcast about what if I fail. And he's told me to go do this video. Go check it out. He's at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Now, I'm serious, by the way. That will really help my podcast ratings. But also, it will get you into the habit of creating a video. And if you don't know what to video about, go to your trade magazine today. So for me, it might be a property one, or it might be a business one, it might be a marketing one, whatever. And just pick something that you want to talk about and go talk about that and create a video about it. You know, a good one for us is, and we don't do this, by the way, so a bit hypocritical here, but a good one for us would be the Bank of England base rate. So it stayed at 0.25% again, but actually there's a lot of talk about it raising as early as November, by the way, which could be interesting. So all those people on the edge of just being, you know, they're just about managing, just about coping. I can't remember what the government calls them. Anyway, those guys are going to really struggle if that happens. But you could do a video on that for 2 minutes long. Get it up onto YouTube, get it onto WordPress and send it straight out. All right, I hope that's useful for you guys. Give me some feedback. Love to hear from you. We really appreciate all the subscribers that we have. We love you guys. Thank you so much. All those people who are emailing, thank you again. If you've got a topic that you want me to cover in Dan's usual ranty kind of way, then just drop me a message. We're very approachable. And we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.